Welcome, this is Kathleen Pearl. This is from Jerusalem, Israel. I've been here 1 week in the land. I came through last Tuesday through Zurich, Switzerland. I had a long layover there, so I spent some time in the airport in intercession. And while I was there, I observed that there were police and they had machine guns. Now, I rarely see police with machine guns in the airport. We see a lot of security and so on, maybe pistols, but rarely with machine guns. And they went to the LL departing desk. I guess there was, I don't know what was going on, but I just prayed. Anyway, I got to Israel, and then several hours later, the Brussels terror attack incident happened. I want to just say that, by the way, several days after, all flights were halted from Europe to Israel. I went to a conference down in the Negev Desert, which was part of a word that somebody gave me about crystal clear waters would flow from the desert and go into the city and begin to clean and purge the cesspool of filth. And praise God, it was a very, very wonderful conference. It was really, let me say, from Isaiah 49, is it too small a thing to restore the lost tribes of Israel? It was a very academic, a lot of facts about who is a Jew. Of course, the Jews have an identity crisis. And this is certainly becoming a political issue now that's we're reviewing before the rabbis and, well, I should say probably the Orthodox, the Shas party. And they are looking over the qualifications for the Jews. Who's Jewish? I mean, what is a Jew? And this is surfacing. I often feel things in my own personal life that I'm taking on from being in an environment. And so where do I belong? What land? What tribe? Who am I? Ben Gurion wrote a book about this, Who is a Jew? They're going to update it and republish it. I think it will be very interesting. But a lot of this is predicated out of the book of Obadiah. And it was, and perhaps later I will go into some more overview of what was going on at this conference. Right now, I don't think it's appropriate. Discretion is the better part of valor for certain reasons. I don't want to throw gasoline on the fires. But let me find Obadiah here. Looking for my scriptures. The book of Obadiah. And let me say that out of Obadiah, the 20th chapter, and the captivity of the host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath, and the captivity of Jerusalem, which is Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the north. So Zarephath is, these descendants are French, and the Sepharad, or the Sephardim, as they're called, these are the Portuguese and Spanish, and they have been, they call them crypto-Jews. They've lost their Jewish identity through inquisitions and name changes and dispersion. The Lord is bringing this all to the surface now as a very important issue. I just want to, at this point, commend especially the Israelis that ever since I've been here, I found them most, let me put it this way. The last time I came through customs, I was asked, why was I here? And I said, well, I do some journalism and I'm a friend of Israel. So there's a lot of lies in the press. I said, yes, there's definitely a lot of lies, especially about what's going on here. And in part, I'm trying to set the record straight by my own observations. Oh, we need more people like you. I said, you know, the thing about your friends is you know, when times are good, then your good time friends show up, right? But your real friends are those who stand with you and support you and encourage you when your times are difficult. Those are your real friends. He said, you're right. And he said, we need more people like you. So, really, and I'm a friend to Arabs too. What I'm not a friend to is evil and wickedness. And there's some very, very, there was just this last week, and I heard a very interesting discussion on it by Dr. Tom Ice, an interview. Hank Hanegraaff was there. Oh my gosh, talk about anyone can become deceived over in Bethlehem at a Christ at the checkpoint. And the Bethlehem Bible College had this conference, Christ at the Checkpoint, and is very anti-Israeli. I was horrified when I heard everything that went on. It has been my experience, and I will tell you this quite categorically, that when Arabs become born again, Christians here, the God changes their heart, and there's this love for Israel and the Jews coming into them. So there's a lot of Christians who say they're Christians over here who are anti-Semitic, and I just propose to you that it's possible that these people are not born again. And this has been my observation. You must remember that Hitler said he was a Christian, and the Roman Catholic Church was behind Hitler during the rise of Nazism, and that anti-Semitism comes from hell. You know, hatred of any kind comes from the father of hatred and lies and murder and the thief. This is the progenitor of those sentiments, because the God is love. Our God is love. And he's not a milquetoast love. There's a strength in him. And nevertheless, I do commend the Israelis. While I've been here, they've been very gracious to me, very protective. Police on the streets have stopped on their motorcycles, and they have protect jackets on, and is everything okay? And are you all right? Do you need any help? And even in trying to find a bus, you know, they're GPSing their cell phones, their iPhones, to help us find the right bus. And there's lots of helicopters going over. And I actually feel very safer here than I did in Europe or even in my own country, because we know who the enemy is. We know we have and we have identified that there's a problem. But in my country or in Europe, this lack of vigilance and the gates are down and the awareness is just like, come and run over us. Anyway, I've had some wonderful inner facings and exchanges here. It's quite delightful. There are some other things scriptures that I like to talk about that I can't right now, but I will get to them a little bit later. So stay tuned. And shalom. May the Prince of Peace come soon for us all. Be blessed.